This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Let's talk about basic civility in society, because what we're seeing today, right now, on the political front, of course, is people on the left are so angry, and they're being encouraged to openly attack and verbally abuse conservatives and Trump staffers in public. And they steal people's Make America Great Again hats, and they throw drinks in their face, and they yell at them and scream at them. And sometimes on the streets, they bash them over the head with bike locks, throw fruit at them, and throw other objects. They like to do, frozen urine bombs, where they actually freeze their own urine. This is an Antifa technique. They freeze their own urine, and then they throw it at somebody like an ice grenade, which can really hurt. You get hit with a big chunk of ice, and then as it melts on you, it releases the urine, and then the evidence of the weapon disappears. This is a favorite tactic of Antifa, urine ice bombs. Now, why is all this important to understand? Because let's go back to several decades ago, when if you were gay in America, there were places or times where you would be viciously verbally assaulted or teased or made fun of in public for being gay. Let's say you're out with your gay partner. It's like two gay men, let's say, out at a movie theater, and there were many times where they were attacked. I mean, not so much physically, although that did happen from time to time, but mostly it was verbally. And the left at that time, which was pro-gay men, not anymore, but they used to be. Now, if you're gay and you're white, you are despised by Democrats and leftists. But back a few decades ago, if you were gay, you were a leftist. And leftists demanded at that time civility toward gays, demanded an end to the hate, right? Remember that? Through the 1980s and 1990s and 2000s and so on, it was all about, look at all this gay bashing and all this hate toward gays. And it's unacceptable, we were told. Uncivil, we were told. And they were right. That is uncivil. If people want to be gay, that's their own business. There's no reason to attack them in public. But now, the left is using the very same tactics that they once decried as uncivil against Trump supporters. So leftists are now treating Trump supporters the way that intolerant anti-gay people once treated gays. And according to the left, this is all okay because to them, the ends justify the means. So they are getting their hate in, and they are getting to bash Trump supporters, even though they look just like the people who used to bash gays. Isn't that fascinating? And a little disturbing, too. Because those of us who actually want to live in a peaceful civil society, we want to be able to engage with people in public, go to a restaurant, which means you're sharing space with other people, go to a movie theater, stop at a gas station, fill up with gas, what have you. And, without being attacked or feeling like you have to attack someone else for who they are. It's about basic civility, and this is something that the left has completely forgotten. They don't understand civility anymore. They don't practice it anymore. They want to use hate as a weapon, even though their slogan about gay marriage was, what? Remember it? Love wins. Love wins, they said. Oh, gay marriage is legalized all across America. Love wins. Well, you didn't see anti-gay marriage people running around screaming at gay people after that decision, did you? No. Conservatives or religious right or whoever opposed it, they accepted it for the most part and just decided to move on with their lives. So they didn't bring out the hate in the way that the left is now hating on Trump supporters and conservatives and even Supreme Court nominees. And the EPA director, Scott Pruitt, resigned recently, saying that it was partly due to relentless attacks on him and his family. His home address was doxed. His family was practically stalked and threatened at every turn in public places. There were lies written about Scott Pruitt. you know, this is a guy who had sued the FDA, was trying to bring back some basic scientific transparency to the FDA, and the assaults on him were so vicious and so personal and extended to his family. This is what leftists do now. And they claim love wins? No. When Scott Pruitt resigned, that's because hate wins. This is what the left is now learning, that hate wins for them. As long as they hate you enough and they can assault you in public and confront you in public and just hate on you, that eventually you're going to give in, they think, or at least Scott Pruitt did. And so in their mind, hate wins. Well, whatever happened to love wins? Whatever happened to love? Whatever happened to the idea that you're supposed to love people for whatever they are? Love people for being unique. You know, in the context of talking about gay people, the left was always about tolerance and inclusiveness, and it's great for people to be different, and we should accept everyone for who they are, no matter what their beliefs, and no matter what their lifestyles, and no matter what their upbringing. And then you change the subject to the EPA or the Trump administration, and immediately all that love turns to hate, and all the tolerance turns to attacks. And everything that the left claimed to stand for now just gets flushed down the toilet and replaced with extreme intolerance. And that is very sad for all of us. It's very sad for our society. It's not something that any of us wish to see in society. We don't want to live in a world full of hate and hateful people. We want to live in a world where, even if people disagree on a point, that they could at least talk about it. They could have a debate. They could maybe share some differing opinions and be okay with the fact that they have disagreement. But you see, the left can't even tolerate that anymore. If you disagree with the leftists now, according to them, you don't have a right to speak. Hence the censorship and banning that Google is carrying out, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, everywhere else. All the calls, even in the New York Times and the Washington Post, the calls to silence conservatives because their speech is not something that the left wants to hear. So they don't even believe that you have a right to speak, which means they don't think you have a right to participate in a civil society. They believe you don't have a right to engage in debate. You don't have a right to have a conversation. You don't have a right to have a channel on Facebook. You don't have a right to even have a web page or anything. You should be censored and damned and attacked in public if you're ever seen in public because of your beliefs. That's what the left has now come to. The party that was once pro-gay, love wins, has become the party of hate, the party of derangement. And this is why so many awakened and aware gay men in particular are walking away. But it's not just gay men. There was a recent poll that showed that young white men are now walking away from the Democrat Party in record numbers. Record numbers. Because whites are being demeaned and attacked for the color of their skin. And some even say now that the word white is discriminatory. They say they'd rather be called people of light, P-O-L, people of light, as in light skin color. So people of light are being discriminated against. They're being attacked based on the color of their skin. Where have we heard that before? Rewind to the 1950s or other decades, and people of dark skin color, in many cases, in many places, were being attacked based on the color of their skin. And that was wrong. And Martin Luther King Jr. took to the forefront on this battle, and he was joined by many who were battling for basic human dignity, the recognition of the human spirit, no matter what the color of your skin. You know, and he gave many famous speeches that I've quoted many times, again and again. One of them being that he wishes that his children would grow up in a world where people are judged not on the color of their skin, but the content of their character. That's perhaps his most famous I Have a Dream speech. Well, that dream has been abandoned by the left. The dream of the left today is not I Have a Dream, but that they have hatred for someone that they want to destroy. That's what the left has become today. So they've abandoned Martin Luther King. They've abandoned gay rights, in essence. They've abandoned love wins. They've abandoned the idea that you can be different, that you can be unique, that you can have your own point of view, your own lifestyle, your own experience. That's been abandoned. Now it's calls for conformity, calls for obedience. You must bow down and lick the boots of the left-wing authoritarian progressive tyrants. Otherwise, you too shall be silenced and condemned as a Nazi, even though you never had anything to do with the Third Reich. You don't have Nazi symbols in your house, but according to the left, you're a Nazi because you voted for Trump. That just makes you a Nazi. And of course, it's absurd. Do they really mean you're a Nazi? As Kurt Schlichter pointed out at, I believe, a column at thehill.com, if they really mean that you're a Nazi, then they should be escalating the violence big time because they should stop Nazis, right? Everyone should stop Nazis. So if they really think that you're a Nazi, they should be escalating the violence and murdering you and killing you, which may be coming. Or, on the other hand, as Kurt pointed out, maybe they don't really mean you're a Nazi. They're just faking it. They're just using the term as a false label, in which case they should apologize. Because voting for Trump does not make you a Nazi. So the left, which once was very angry about labels used against gay people, like the word fag, for example. You know, if you called someone a fag, that was, you know, justifiably deemed as offensive. That was an inappropriate term. It's kind of a condescending term, especially if you saw, like, let's say, two gay men out in public and you called them that, the F word. You know, and it wasn't a joke from a comedian, because some comedians use that term, like Bill Burr. He talks, or maybe it's not Bill Burr, some other comedians, they use the term. It's kind of funny in the context that they use it, but it's not bashing gay people. It means, in their context, it means like a wimpy person. But now the same people who said you can't call gay people the F word, they say, but you can call Trump supporters Nazis. That's okay with them now. So where is the civility? Now let me put an end cap on this whole conversation here and say, for the record, I've always supported the individual right of people to be gay or straight or bi or whatever they want to be, because I'm a libertarian when it comes to the way you live your personal life. I've never referred to people of a different sexual orientation in an attacking way or demeaning way. I voted for Trump, and I did so for reasons having to do with compassion, having to do with creating a better society for us and our children and many generations to come. This was done thoughtfully and with a positive intent. And I think that we all deserve the right to live in a civil society. And I think that the bashing, the verbal assaults on Trump supporters or gay people or anyone else for that matter needs to stop. Otherwise, it's going to escalate on the part of the leftists until it turns to violence. People will get hurt, and it will probably be leftists who get hurt because, well, they tend to be kind of wimpy people, physically speaking. And I don't want them to get hurt either, even though they're probably going to bring it on themselves. So just some things to keep in mind. Check out my website, naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Be well.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean,
supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.